This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
This is Yahoo Finance Daily, a daily update on the top business, finance, and stock market news from around the world. Let's jump into today's stories.
This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch for Monday, March 20th. March has long been expected to serve as a pivotal month for the Federal Reserve, and after the month's first 2 weeks brought the central bank a year's worth of headlines, in the coming week, what investors had expected to be the main event finally arrives. On Wednesday, the Fed will announce its latest monetary policy decision at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, with Fed Chair Jerome Powell set to follow this announcement with a press conference at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Alongside its policy decision, the Fed will also publish updated forecasts for inflation, unemployment, economic growth, and interest rates for the balance of this year and beyond. After Powell testified before the Senate Banking Committee on March 7th that the Fed would likely raise rates higher than previously anticipated in response to stubborn inflation, investors were all but certain the Fed would raise the target range for its benchmark interest rate by 0.50% on March 22nd. 2 days later, a nascent banking crisis cast a shadow over the Fed's plans. By Sunday night, March 12th, the Fed was part of a government-led backstop of deposits across the U.S. financial system. Investors are now roughly split on whether the Fed will raise rates at all on Wednesday. Last week, government officials, regulators, and private sector leaders in the banking world sought to stabilize the U.S. financial system after the rapid collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and seizure of Signature Bank. The week's key development came Thursday afternoon, when a consortium of 11 U.S. banking giants announced they would funnel some $30 billion in deposits to First Republic, which investors and regulators feared would be the next institution to fail. Even with last week's capital injection, shares of First Republic lost over 70%. On Friday alone, the stock fell some 33%. Amid this flurry of news from the banking sector, the major U.S. stock indexes finished the week mixed, with the NASDAQ composite rising more than 4%, the S&P 500 rising 1.4%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average logging modest losses. Financial stocks were hit hard, however, with the KBW Banking Index falling more than 14% for the week, while the KBW Regional Bank Index lost a little over 9%. Since the start of March, these indexes have lost 27%, and 17% respectively. Over the weekend, U.S. investors kept an eye toward Europe, where the latest reporting from the Financial Times suggested UBS had agreed to a $2 billion deal to take over Credit Suisse. Credit Suisse shares trading in New York closed Friday's session at 201. While developments from the Federal Reserve and the global banking world will remain the top focus for investors, a smattering of economic and earnings reports will garner attention throughout the week. Existing home sales data out Tuesday and Wednesday morning's weekly update on mortgage applications will offer readings on the housing sector, which has been an unexpected beneficiary of the banking crisis, given the collapse in Treasury yields and resulting drop in mortgage rates. And investors will also keep a close eye on Thursday morning's reading on services and manufacturing activity from S&P Global. For the latest market updates, visit yahoofinance.com and find us on social media at Yahoo Finance.
For more live coverage of business, finance, and stock market news, please visit yahoofinance.com. We'll be back tomorrow morning with your daily update. So until then, thanks for listening.
Spoken Layer.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.